Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. I'm Nate Butler.
And I'm George Schricker. And you're listening to a program called The Best of Wild Rose Moon.
And it's been a lot of fun to go back and listen through the last 18 months or so of programs that we've
amazing
been able to create.
Amazing performers. Incredible.
So today we're hanging out in my recording studio here in Goshen, Indiana, but we actually record the program live in front of an audience.
In historic downtown Plymouth, where the Michigan Road and the Lincoln Highway cross the beautiful Yellow River.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, you bet.
So great. I feel incredibly fortunate to have gotten to work with so many great artists out of there because of your crazy idea. And
it's so exciting, though. It's a 150-year-old, over 150-year-old building owned by my great-grandpa.
It's so great. Cool.
And it's still singing. He used to sell shoes.
Wow. Wow. I had no idea. Well, up next, we've got Society of Broken Souls, who've come a couple times
all
to the
way from Fairfield, Iowa.
Yeah. And they've got a very interesting story to share next.
You know, he told us his story and did not know we were songwriters. So just, you know, if you're telling a story, maybe make sure that you're not talking to a writer. Because he said something that became the end line of the chorus, and it's we got out of that when we went to go home. I just looked at him and I said, "It's mine." I claimed the song.
She claimed the song.
And I did that because Dennis, the songs flow out of him. They have to be beaten out of me. So yeah, I figured I deserved a leg up. Josephine, you've been gone from me so many years, and though time keeps marching on, it don't stop these lonely tears. I sit and wonder just where you are. Darkness I have seen, and if your heart breaks the way mine does, oh, how I miss you, my Josephine. But do you recall that warm summer day? Very land, we pledged to never part. Josephine, you were the volume of all my heart. We cleared the land and we broke the ground, laid the floor. Raised the beams, raised five children to be strong. We planted crops and we planted dreams, but one by one and year by year, from this farm we watched those children go. Didn't seem to want the life we made, but what they're searching for, I'll never know. Do you recall that warm summer day? The war behind me, and I was home to stay. Joe. Josephine, you were the volume of all my July. I guess the good Lord thought that she should be with you. I don't see much of our only son. It seems he's only here when he's passing through. So I spend most nights at the bar in town, looking for someone my story to tell. 'Cause this old house that we made a home, well, it ain't nothing now but an empty shell. And do you recall that warm summer day?
It took a toll on Mama, oh, the things she wrote. There's nothing quite like dying real, real slow. Our stairs were dark, dark green. I used to cry there a lot, while the man of her dreams was up the stairs half gone. Those were the days when heaven crashed down, hell showed up. I was just 13, clinging to the middle ground. He was all we had, he was all I'd lost. The morning heaven crashed down, I grew up. Took a toll on me, oh, the things I'd pray. Angry's not the word, no, no, it was more like rage. I hated everything but time, especially those dark green stairs. They'd be the last stairs he'd ever climb, and the first stairs he'd ever come down dead. Those were the days when heaven crashed down, hell showed up. I was just 13, clinging to the middle ground. He was all we had, he was all I lost. The morning heaven crashed down, I grew up. Ooh, I was just a little girl without a care in the world, except you lying there. Oh, I hated you lying there. Heaven cried. I grew up. I grew up. I grew up. I grew up.
You're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. George, you look a little dazed.
Yeah, that was that beautiful voice of Shannon LaBrise coming up from Nashville, sharing her songs with us. Just amazing.
She was so incredible. It was such an honor to have her
in
the
great
studio. Well, one thing that I wanted to mention before we close out our program today is how that it's a real high value for you to bring like the educational and storytelling pieces to the audience from some of these great performers. So we've saved this last segment, a little bit of interaction with Mark Dvorak telling a little story about Pete Seeger.
Your first song about love is a lot about Pete too, because he was an educator of song, but he was a lover of human beings.
Yeah. And he wrote, well, he got in trouble with the same House and Un-American activities, and he pled not the Fifth Amendment, which says I don't have to, I'm not going to testify, I don't want to criminate myself. He pled First Amendment. You have no right to ask any American these questions. And he talked with a lawyer. He goes, "That's very noble, Pete, but you might wind up going to jail, you know." And he talked it over with his wife. And they decided, they had three little kids, just built their cabin up on the Hudson River, and they decided this was the right thing to do. And that's walking the walk right there. And I think Pete was always very aware that of the value of a social context to make music, and I think that influenced his singing. Like he spoke about how plain Woody Guthrie sang. And he goes, "I want to sing like that." Because Woody could come into a room of working people and, you know, common people and of modest means. And when he sang, they listened. It wasn't a vibrato. It wasn't high art. It was music like blue jeans are pants too, you know? Yes. And the thing about him, he was a brilliant instrumentalist, but he always put the emphasis not on his performance, but on the fact that we're here together tonight, and let's sing some good songs.
Well, could you bring us together with another one of your good songs?
I tried this one last night, and it's a song about all of the things in my life I no longer have any control over. And come to think of it, I hardly ever had control over any of it. It's called "It'll Be Better When It's Better." Oh, the sky's falling down and the creek is coming up. That old rickety bridge, Lord, is running out of luck. Nothing left to do but let the river overflow. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. Now the times are getting harder and the money's getting tight and the cost of living's killing me. Nothing's going right now. The polar cap is melting and the desert's gonna blow. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. When I was a little kid, I did what I was told. Now I go to work each morning in a corporate blindfold. I'm feeling like it's getting late. The gate is gonna close. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. I dug myself a hole, I fell right in. And a man comes along, asking me where I've been. He said he never really cared. He just lets the four winds blow. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. I sat down and wrote a letter to the president, and I asked him where the hell he thought the Constitution when he tweeted me this afternoon. He said he didn't know. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. Picking at the scab is never gonna make it heal, and every broken bone will teach you how it's really gonna feel. The sun is gonna rise again, the rooster's gonna crow. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. Oh, the sky is falling down and the creek is coming up. That old rickety bridge, Lord, is running out of luck. Nothing left to do but let the river overflow. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose. It'll be better, it'll be better. It'll be better when it's better, I suppose.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.